Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. Well, I don't know if you have days that start like some of mine do, but if so, maybe this will encourage you. This morning at about 3:40, my daughter jumps into bed and my wife, she was sweet to get up and put her back in bed, and then my mind is racing. I'm awake. I'm thinking about things. I grab my phone. I take some notes, some things I think about that need to be taken care of this week. And then, you know, I'm trying to go back to sleep. And then I don't. And then I hear both my daughters come running out of the room. The dog pooped all over the bed. And Pete on the bed. And so I jump up and I go in there, and sure enough, it wasn't as bad as they said, as far as it wasn't the runs, but it was bad. And so apparently somebody let the dog out, but didn't make sure the dog went potty last night. So anyway, got a chance to get up and wash the sheets and shower my youngest daughter. And anyway, you know, so just one of those mornings, right? And of course, didn't go back to sleep, just went ahead and got up and hit the day. But these verses just especially spoke to me this morning. Monday is one of my craziest days. So it's one of those days that I'd like to get more than 4+ hours of sleep. So anyway, here's a verse that spoke to me, and maybe it'll encourage you as well. It's 1 Peter, again, 5, 6, and 7. It says, "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." And in the NIV, that last verse, verse 7, says, "Casting all your anxiety upon him, because he careth for you." Now, I was really looking at verse 7. That was really speaking to me this morning. But, you know, then I started realizing how verse 6 really ties into this as well. Because, you know, when you, if you feel like I'm sure you do, like I do, like lots going on and lots to think about, lots to worry about if you allow yourself, and then you realize that if you worry, if you stress needlessly, you know, too much about things, then the reality is that's me trying to play God. And I realize, wait, if I'm trying to play God, then that's not humility. That's not recognizing my role and, you know, playing my role. And so it gave me a kind of a new insight into verse 6. "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God." So it's like I realized, okay, you know what? Just relax, humble yourself, and recognize you can't do this on your own. You can't handle all the projects. You can't handle the big vision that God has given me. I can't handle it on my own. I have to humble myself under the mighty, the mighty hand of God. It's a strong hand. It's a steady hand. Under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt me in due time. He wants to exalt you. And then casting all your cares upon him. Casting all your anxiety, for he cares for you. Let's pray. Dear Father, I just pray that for myself, when I have tough starts to days like today, that's going to be a long day with coaching calls till 10:30 and full packed day, and others who are listening to this call who have their own struggles and their own challenges and things aren't going the way they want, and in many cases, much more serious challenges. And Father, we just pray that you just help us to realize that you are God and we are not. And help us to humble ourselves and recognize our place, Father, and to trust you and to submit our lives to you, submit our day to you, and trust that you care for us. Father, we just pray this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, if this episode has encouraged you, you can download other episodes on my podcast on iTunes. It's Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or you can go to my blog, beacatalyst.com. Now, let's go out there and make it a super, ultra awesome, fantastic day. God bless.